for your free-for-all Friday. Bullet points for your free-for-all Friday. Let's start with this game day tomorrow in East Lansing. You know, it's rivalry week. Why not? We're going to talk about that. Michigan, Michigan State, Western Michigan still could have, you know, one of the best teams anywhere in the country. Let's not forget about them. Plus, Donald Trump could win from the bottom up, upside down, inside out. It's a narrow path to victory, but it's still there for him. I'll explain what I mean by that. The daughter of a man who died in the hands of police in New York City asking Hillary Clinton, why are you using my dad to advance your political career? Why are you using my dead dad to advance your political career? We'll have all of that, plus Brian Crabtree, Steve Doolin, the professor, Jim Brandstatter from the University of Michigan, George Blaha, and Megan Barth, whose mother invented Buns of Steel. I can't make that up. And there's only one place you can get all of this in one handy-dandy reusable package. It's called The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it. It is Free for All Friday, my friends. Apparently, Hillary Clinton was the fundraiser for the wife of the FBI man that decided her fate in the email scandal. You see, his wife ran for office. Hillary held a big fundraiser. She was the fundraiser in chief. Steered big dollars to the man's wife. And later, he was the guy in charge of her FBI investigation. I mean, there's no conflict of interest there, right? We're going to talk about that. Plus, your experiences with Obamacare, your concerns about the future when it comes to healthcare costs, how you're going to pay for it, your kids, your grandkids, so on and so forth. It's the thing we call Free for All Friday. And with that in mind, the phone number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Brian in Southern Michigan, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Remember when I said liberals are spoiled brats? Well, I couldn't understand or hear the name of the person that called with these WikiLeaks things. They called Chelsea Clinton a spoiled brat with no direction. So it's not only me that feels this way about liberals. It's other people that feel that liberals are brats. And Hillary's a brat, Bill's a brat, and Obama's a brat.
Well, they're worse than that.
And brats,
because they're worse than that because they have that attitude, but they have all the power. They have the levers of power, which is why they can... You know, Obama can reach out and investigate people using the Internal Revenue Service. Hillary Clinton can avoid criminal charges by, you know, being a fundraiser for the wife of the guy that eventually does the investigation. It's a lot worse than being a brat. It's a person of spoiled nature that has, who doesn't frankly have to apply the same rules to themselves they do to everyone else. It's a lot worse. Go on.
Well, they basically started out as the brat in the grocery store, screaming their lungs out, I want a candy bar. Now it moved up to, I want to be president. I want to be president. I want Obamacare. You must pass it before you read it.
Well, and you got that right, Brian. Thank you for checking in. You know, it is fair to say that 2016 has been the honest election season of my lifetime, likely yours as well. Most people cannot remember a presidential election with so many sharp turns and unexpected surprises, from WikiLeaks to Access Hollywood to small hands and a fainting candidate. It's been a roller coaster ride, to say the least. Hillary Clinton had to claw her way past Bernie Sanders, a Marxist, in the primaries in a fight that dragged on months longer than most observers would have ever guessed or her campaign would have liked. Donald Trump was given almost no chance of coming out on top of the 17-candidate GOP field, and despite many comments that may have been campaign killers in past elections. He just kept chugging right along to nab the nomination. Nate Silver, along the way, lost all of his sparkle by getting predictions right because he got them wrong over and over again this time around. Democrats have been banking on Trump disintegrating, but he just won't go away. And with little more than a week to go now, nearly every credible poll in America has the race coming down to the wire. Most of the polling, not only nationally, but also in the all-important battleground states, puts the race within the margin of error. Hillary still has the advantage, but the health question may erode her chances. This time, it's not her health I'm talking about, but the health of the Affordable Care Act that has suddenly made many Democrats sick about Election Day, and it should. Not one Republican supported the law that was shoved through the back door with a parliamentary trick unlike any law in American history. Remember, Mitt Romney was widely expected to win 4 years ago, but then something happened, and he was left hanging well short of his goal. His lead was as much as 6 points, according to the polls, but it never materialized on Election Day. Maybe people just didn't turn out, or maybe Barack Obama was able to capture lightning twice in a bottle. Either way, we know how it ended, and he was able to carry some down-ballot Democrats to victory with him in 2012. This year, however, the strangest of election phenomenon could occur, the likes of which I have never seen. Donald Trump riding a bit of a surge now in rising poll numbers following the admission by the Obama administration that the cost for Obamacare health care premiums will be going through the roof and could more than double in some places. And it has Republicans down-ballot pounding the message. These people lied to you about the Affordable Care Act, and it's failing badly. The surge isn't going from the top of the ticket down like you would normally expect, but actually, it seems to be happening in reverse. The effect is upside down. Imperiled Republicans running for re-election like Senator Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire and Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania are seeing deficits turn into leads over the course of just a couple of days by pounding the message of the failing Obamacare scheme. The Democrats' dreams of taking over the U.S. Senate are all but gone now. And it seems that these down-ballot candidates are pushing Donald Trump upward. Is it possible that folks running for Senate in the House will drag, push, and pull Trump over the finish line instead of him pulling them on his coattails? Simply put, the answer is yes. All politics are local, and the message in congressional districts all over America is that Hillary failed by continuing to support a law she knew was terrible. Senate races are being defined by the idea that Hillary care, or any version of such a thing, will be a disaster, a continued disaster. America delivered that message unequivocally in 1994 by ushering in Newt Gingrich and the Contract with America, and it seems it may happen again with a different twist. The massive unpopularity of Obamacare appears to outweigh the general disdain for Donald Trump. Obamacare's negative mass may instead be added to the general dislike of Hillary Clinton, which is large as well, and the result, in the strangest of formulas, occurs where the down-ballot anger secures the White House for Donald Trump. How bizarre. It seems, in the end, voters may like their own money in their own pockets even more than they dislike the bombastic, vulgar, unfiltered Donald Trump. And so it goes. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. Sit tight, Matt. I'll get to you. I've got a phone line open for you as well. 888-900-9966. It is Free for All Friday.